Good morning, everyone. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Pooh
Thompson.
A cup of coffee with Pooh.
Oh, and hey, speaking of coffee, we're having Capricorn. Well, I'm having, I should say. I'm obviously not going to give Thompson any coffee because that would be a bad idea. But I'll be having Capricorn coffee and 365 organic cane sugar. Buenos dias y muchas gracias para los azúcar en Paraguay. Muchas gracias, Paraguay.
Muchas.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Paraguay.
What was the other name?
Muchas gracias, Paraguay. And also some organic half and half from Clover Organic Farms, our good friends up there in Petaluma. So, what are we going to do today, Thompson? We've got a heck of a show today, don't we?
Yeah.
What are you talking about today?
I'm talking about robots and electromagnets.
Robots and electromagnets? What does an electromagnet have to do with a robot?
Well, if there's a metal robot, then the magnet sticks to the metal robot. Because this here is not metal.
And if it's not metal, then it's not magnetic, huh?
Yeah.
So magnetism has something to do with metal?
Yeah.
What are your hypotheses?
Like robot metals.
Well, some robots are made out of plastic nowadays, but they all do have metal in them. I have a mystery for you. Do you want to investigate a mystery?
Yeah.
If a robot has some metal in it, but it has more plastic than metal, can you still pick it up with a magnet?
Yeah.
How strong would that magnet have to be?
It would be like 20 pounds strong.
Well, I think we need to investigate this further because I'm not exactly sure what the unit of measurement for magnetic strength is. Or electromagnetic strength, since it's all, of course, the same spectrum and the same atomic force. Hey, Thompson, do you know the four fundamental forces in the universe?
Yeah.
What are they?
They're the sun.
Nope. Gravity, electromagnetism, the weak atomic force, and the strong atomic force.
Strong atomic force? But are sure it's strong enough to pull this up?
Well, the two atomic forces, check this out. The two atomic forces are strong enough to keep all the atoms together that make up the plastic, that make up the elements, that make up the molecules, that make up the substances that make up that robot. So without the two atomic forces, we wouldn't even stay together. We'd just scatter like atoms into the space.
See that button? That's the robot button.
All right, don't turn that on. We're not playing on the computer on the radio. It's not good radio because no one can see what you're doing. What do you got there? A scoop? Are you going to scoop up a computer?
Yeah. I'm going to eat the computer for dinner.
Well, Thompson. So special shout outs today. Do you have any of those? I want a special shout out to everybody who's snowed in east of the Sierras. I know it's terrible out here. We've been in the 50s all week and the clouds have just been puffy as all get out. So, you know, not quite as sunny as we like it. It's been it's downright overcast yesterday. It was 25 degrees in New Orleans. That means everything froze. Some cold alligators.
Alligators?
Alligators are cold-blooded, so they're really hating it right now because it's so cold.
Really? Cold-blooded? Oh, no! Oh, dear.
Even Houston was in the 30s. So, a special shout-out to everybody who snowed in.
Snowed in.
Aunt Lori and grandmother are snowed in. Uncle Dave is freezing his jubblies off down in Houston. Basically, everybody outside of sunny California, even Florida, had icicles today.
Icicles?
Icicles.
Icicles? What do icicles look like? What do icicles look like?
Icicles are when water is dripping off a roof or something, or it condenses and starts to drip off of something, and then it freezes. The air is so cold that it freezes it in the air, and it makes like a long, spiky thing.
Really?
Yeah, because the air freezes it before it can drip.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Really?
And they're really, really sharp, and they can fall on you and hurt you if you, you know, are under them at the wrong moment.
Really?
Yeah, they're like big daggers.
Get out of town, really?
I tell no lie.
I tell no lie.
Hey, now that crane, Cranky the Crane you got there, he has a magnet in him.
Yeah.
It's too bad that damn thing broke.
Six.
Very disappointed in the Cranky the Crane toy. Very disappointed. The winch tangled itself internally, and there's no way to access it without breaking the toy. So I can't fix it, and it's just tight as a guitar string. Very disappointed and Cranky. I would advise not buying that, parents. Do you have any special shout-outs, Townsend?
Nope. Sure don't.
Not even for Mama?
Okay, good shout-out to Mama.
Yeah, well, it started off as a good show. So we're back at school now. How is that going? There's a bunch of new kids. Are you loving that?
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm talking to here.
You can't talk through a camera lens.
May you answer me? I can see you. Boop, boop, boop.
And that's all we have time for today. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Cup of Coffee with Thompson. Everybody love everybody out there.
Everybody love everybody.
Wrap up warm.